Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hall of Fame ceremonies were this past week, and they were great as always. The speeches were amazing. Great class. There's too many great players, right? There's more great players than there are spots in the Hall of Fame right now, as you well know from being part of the committee that that picks the Hall of Fame. I guess the one Texan angle with all of this is I read a couple articles this weekend. As happens, the weekend of the Hall of Fame stuff, we spend about 12 hours celebrating this class before we're starting to look ahead to next year. There were at least two articles that I saw, one on NFL.com and the other might have been on CBS Sports. I can't remember. Both of them making predictions for next year's Hall of Fame class. As you know, Joe Thomas and Darrell Revis are the big, they're the big new names to be added to the ballot this year. But both of the articles that I saw, John, Andre Johnson in 2023, both of the articles. So the pressure's on now, John McClain. You're presenting Andre Johnson.
One of the things to keep in mind, DeMarcus Ware, who, like Andre, was a first-time eligible last year, and I thought he was a lock. So he was a great pass rusher. He did it for two high-profile teams, the Cowboys, and helped the Broncos win a Super Bowl. And I thought, sure, he was going to get in, but we didn't put in any first-year eligibles, and we kind of did some cleanup. And I was glad a Texan went in, Tony Boselli, the second Texan after Ed Reed, to get into the
two Texan legends, John.
Yeah, Pro Football Hall of Fame. And of course, I hope those projections are right. Problem is, his competition, again, is going to be Reggie Wayne with his former coach, Tony Dungy, and his former general manager, Bill Polian, on our committee pushing for him against little old me. And Torrey Holt from The Greatest Show on Turf was another receiver that was competition, but they didn't make the cut to 10. Andre did. Hopefully he'll make the cut to 5. But the way I see it, there's only going to be two spots because Joe Thomas, Darrell Revis, and DeMarcus Ware, I think, are going to be locks.
Yeah, DeMarcus Ware went in on both of the articles that I saw as well. I have Thomas and Revis obviously got spots. They feel like, you know, they feel like the closest thing to first time eligible locks that you could get in there. So as you point out, Thomas, Revis, Ware went in both the articles that I saw. Andre Johnson went in. And then I think the fifth spot, one was Torrey Holt and the other might have been Reggie Wayne. So you're right. This is going to be a really interesting year for wide receiver. And you still got Steve Smith that's out there too, that I think is at least a borderline case. He's an intriguing case for the Hall of Fame. I don't think he's got the same chops that the other three do, but I would imagine that it at least makes for some interesting conjecture in that room.
Yeah, just keep in mind, Torrey Holt played with Kurt Warner. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Reggie Wayne played with Peyton Manning, and he's in the Hall of Fame. And Andre Johnson played with
Matthew Schaub and Derek Carr, David Carr.
Tony Banks, T.J. Yates, Sage Rosenfels, the Hall of Fame of quarterbacks.
And, John, we love all those guys for who they are, just to be clear.
But absolutely,
they're not paying. I would point out too, John, that I think you could argue that Torrey Holt and Reggie Wayne were the greatest number two wide receivers in the history of the game, right? I mean, like Torrey Holt also had Isaac Bruce and Marshall Faulk to draw attention away, and Reggie Wayne had Marvin Harrison and Edgerrin James. Andre Johnson had, if I can go back to your methodology here, Kevin Walter. Again, who we love. We love Kevin Walter, but he's not Marvin Harrison. He's not Isaac Bruce. It's just, you know, running back wise, he did have Arian Foster for a little while there. Arian John, I argue all the time that if Arian did what he did from 2010 through 2014, if he just had like three more years of that, then you would be presenting Arian Foster at various times over the next few years for the Hall of Fame. Peak Absolutely. Arian Foster was a great running back.
He was a great running back. He's a great receiver, great blocker, by far the best in Texans history. And it's too bad he quit when he quit.
Yep, no doubt.